on this day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Nash Quavey Mandurah Lawyers, with $55 off standard wills for a limited time only.
It's Friday, the 1st of July, plus International Joke Day. Let's find out what happened today, shall we?
We only lost her just last year at the age of 104. US actress Dame Olivia de Havilland was born on this day in 1916.
Of course, starred in Gone with the Wind. Jamie Farr, the American actor who played Corporal Klinger in MASH, today is 88.
Vocalist with US band Blondie, Deborah Harry, is 77.
John Farnham, The Voice, today he's 73.
Lead vocalist with the B-52s, Fred Schneider, is 71.
Gotta play a bit of this.
No more.
Ghostbusters actor Dan Aykroyd today is 70.
We also lost this legendary Australian actor David Gulpilil was born on this day in 1953.
Oh, no, you can't take my photograph.
I'm sorry, you believe it'll take your spirit away.
Nah, you got a lens cap on.
Alan Ruck, the US actor, is 66. He was Stuart in Spin City and also...
Ferris Bueller, you're my hero.
Ferris Bueller's day off as Cameron.
Diana, Princess of Wales, was born on this day in 1961.
Carl Lewis, US track and field champ, is 61.
Australian actor, writer and director Nick Giannopoulos is 59.
Baywatch beauty Pamela Anderson is 55 today.
US rap singer Missy Elliott, 51.
US actress and daughter of Steve Tyler from Aerosmith, Liv Tyler, today is 45.
And finally, in a big day of birthdays, Australian Formula One racing driver Daniel Ricciardo is 33.
It was on this day in 1910 that Black & Decker was founded.
Coca-Cola introduced its distinctive contoured shaped bottle on this day in 1916.
In 1932, the ABC was established.
Sick and long service leave was introduced into Australia in 1951.
Thanks to whoever introduced that, that's fabulous. In 1970, Tull Marine Airport opened in Melbourne.
Sony Walkman, the portable cassette player with headphones, first went on sale in Japan in 1979.
In 1987, history was made. Neighbours, the episode with the wedding of Scott and Charlene, went to air.
The new plastic polymer Australian $5 note went into circulation in 1992.
In 1997, China resumed control of Hong Kong, which had been ruled by Great Britain for 156 years.
The GST was introduced into Australia in 2000.
Don't really like that one. And Luther Vandross, the US singer, passed away at the age of 54 in 2005.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Friday, the 1st of July, International Joke Day.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
That's a good one, Ali.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
What?
Thank you. Get it? Tank who? You're welcome. No? Does that not translate? Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Figs.
Figs who?
Fix the doorbell. It's not working.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toot.
Toot who?
Toot and Carmen.
I think we're done.
We're so done.